Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 17-10. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC. The Tatum Survey of Business Conditions is what we're talking about right now. And Sam gave us our general overview in the last segment. Let's get into some of the details, Sam. According to your sales projections, you call it order backlogs. I'm going to call it sales. Your current look, the current 30 days, is a green arrow, but the future 60 days is a red arrow, downwards. And
yes, order backlog. These are orders that have come in but haven't yet been delivered. And it's a measure. Not all businesses operate that way, of course. With, for example, retail stores, the order comes in when the person checks out at the cash register. But for many businesses, they'll have order backlogs, orders coming in the last 30 days look pretty good. And but looking out 60 days, our respondents are saying we think backlogs are going to be down. Now we have to recognize that while this is the most tangible thing, I mean, if we've got an order in ready to ship, then that's a very tangible indication of what's going to be happening in the near term. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it's influenced by seasonal factors. So we take this one as a semi-indicator, but not too seriously. The good news was that in the past 30 days, order backlogs were up, meaning that the shipments that will happen probably in the next month or 2 months will be good, but the outlook is more subdued.
So somehow we've talked to customers and we're working on filling the pipeline, and the pipeline, we got people balking on us a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, we think that, and we are concerned about how many new orders that are coming in the next couple of months, and how that's going to affect our business. But we'll see if that actually works out. This is affected by seasonal factors, as
right.
I say.
All right. What about CapEx, capital expenditure commitment? Same kind of the same picture, huh?
No, it's different. Capital expenditures are a very conscious thing that we control ourselves. And what we're measuring here is capital expenditure commitments. What did we commit in the past 30 days to buy, and what do we expect to commit in the next 60? And looking back in the last 30, we committed more than we had previously. That's an uptick. Of course, when we commit to capital expenditures, typically it's based on decisions that were made a month or 2 months or 3 months ago. The board decides, or the chief executive decides, we need to commit, and then the commitments are made in conjunction with other
right.
things a month or two later. Now, looking out, though, our participants are saying our commitments are not going to be as strong as they have been in the past month. The outlook is less positive than it was in the
See, this
30
is
days
this
ago.
Is one of the most concerning pieces of information in here is that companies are still your companies are still not excited about the future enough to spend money on structure, on infrastructure.
It's a measure of confidence, and it's also related to the availability of capital.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about in a minute, but it's confidence and the feeling of the need for a confidence in upgrading our systems, upgrading our capabilities, improving our efficiencies, and also expanding capacity.
But yeah, it could be a lot of different things. It could be real estate. It could be equipment. It could be computers, software, that kind of thing. I wonder how much of this is that you know, these days, Sam, capital expenditures the way we think about capital expenditures has changed considerably. I mean, it costs less money these days to acquire processing power. And so, you know, the dollar commitments are lower, especially for small business owners. Real estate's not necessarily cheaper, but people are not necessarily cheaper, but it's just I just wonder if those efficiencies are impacting this at all.
Yes, we've had tremendous improvements as business people. We've had tremendous improvements in productivity, and that continues to go on. And we're spending money not so much to expand our capacity, but to be competitive, we have to have our systems down and our capabilities of doing things in the most efficient way. And I think, anecdotally, I can tell you, not from the survey, but anecdotally, we believe that most of the commitments for capital expenditures are not the hard goods for expansion as
Right.
we normally think about capital expenditures. Therefore, improvements to improve our capability to compete.
Well, let's drop into capital availability and save employment for the next segment. You're kind of sideways in the current 30 days, but down again for the next 60 days. What does that mean?
In capital, we're concerned about in the next 60 days. We're concerned about rising costs of borrowing money. The availability has been improving some, but the price we think is likely to be more likely to be rising than falling, in conjunction with rising expectations of inflation.
Well,
So we're concerned about the rising rates. We're hopeful that the
but you
availability
know,
will
but you know,
continue to improve.
that's a canard as far as I'm concerned, Sam. I mean, nobody should be concerned about rates right now. Even just because they just, I mean, we probably need rates to go up a little bit, but you know, I think it's just according to what I'm looking at, this is just not a very a lot of, not a lot of confidence in the economy going forward. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the employment picture with Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.